There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We're going to be going to Ken O'Keefe this hour. We're going to be talking to Ken about just about everything that happens around the world. He seems to be very knowledgeable and passionate about the truth. Ken is a former U.S. Marine. He served in the 1991 Gulf War, subsequently spoke out about the use of depleted uranium as a crime against humanity and the U.S. military using soldiers as human guinea pigs with experimental drugs that were directly linked to the Gulf War syndrome. He is a social entrepreneur utilizing direct action marine conservation. He is more widely known for leading the Human Shield action to Iraq and survivor of the Israeli attack on the MV Mavi Marmara, in which he participated in defending the ship, and he disarmed two Israeli commandos. On January 7, 2004, O'Keefe burned his U.S. passport in protest of American imperialism and called U.S. troops to immediately withdraw from Iraq. He replaced his U.S. passport with a world passport, subsequently proclaiming himself a citizen of the world with ultimate allegiance to his entire human family and to the planet Earth. He is a legal citizen of Ireland and Palestine citizenship. And I'm so pleased to have Ken O'Keefe join us today. Ken, are you there? Whoa. That is a disappointment. He's not answering his phone. Okay. Well, that is a real huge disappointment. He's in the UK, ladies and gentlemen, and we apologize for this. Maybe if Catherine's listening, maybe she could email him or something and see what's going on there. I really, really wish we could get a hold of him. In the next hour, though, you're not going to want to miss Annie Jacobson. She wrote a national bestseller. It was on the New York Times bestseller list, Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program that brought Nazi scientists to America. It is compelling, to say the least, as to how the United States' involvement with known criminals, not just even questionable, but known criminals, came to the United States. And it is a story you want to have to know is true. Seriously. You don't want to think our country would do that, but then it's done a lot worse. So why don't we take a couple of phone calls right now? Let's go ahead and see if we can get a couple of phone calls before Ken joins us. So anybody out there, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. We'll just try to get a couple of phone calls in here while we're waiting for Ken O'Keefe. And I really, really do appreciate him joining us, and what an amazing person he is and what he has done. By the way, if you're not familiar with what happened in World War II with Operation Paperclip, stay tuned to the next hour, because Annie Jacobson, who is an investigative journalist, she also wrote a book on Area 51. She has really investigated this paperclip project. Now, the reason they called it Operation Paperclip is because they put a paperclip on each of the scientists that were going to be brought to the United States, and that's how they notated them, some secret way of doing that. So you want to hear about this. Let's go to David in Wisconsin. David in Wisconsin, you're on the air. What's on your mind today, David?
Well, good morning, sister.
Morning.
Hey, I went to that protest in Chicago over the weekend for that.
Did.
Facility, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was fairly interesting. It kind of, to me, exposed almost a bigger problem. So, first of all, I'd like to say that I do believe that places like that exist in the United States. I mean, it's in the laws and stuff like that. This place itself, being one of those places, I couldn't really say. It seems kind of like one of those places that they could easily set up and make people think that it's that kind of a place, but it might not be necessarily. There was snipers all over the roofs and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Well, stay right there because I want to hear the rest of this after this 3-minute break. We'll be back and Ken O'Keefe will be joining us. And we got a 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joy Schmiley. Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents freeze-dried turkey, freeze-dried ham, and the no-bake casserole unit February sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're going to get to Ken O'Keefe in just a second, but we have one of our listeners who is at that Black Ops building, or that alleged Black Ops building in Chicago, David in Wisconsin. I want to hear what he has to say. David, you said there were snipers on the roof, and tell me what else was going on there.
Yeah, they had, it's probably a 5-story building or so, and on every other story they had a person at the opening of the door for the fire escape that would be standing there. So either one guy kind of looked like a goon, but then another guy had binoculars and was looking at people. But the surprising thing is, to me, is whether this place is authentic or not, how small the protest was, that this NDAA and these other things are color of law, and I'm wondering where the libertarians and the patriots and the anarchists and the conservatives and all these groups were, because the only really segment that was represented at all was different communist groups. And
really?
Yeah, it's really sad to me because they get up there and they speak this message that's partially true. I mean, they're angry about this type of action being happening in the government, but obviously their solution is statism. And the young people, when I was debating some of these leadership of the Communist Party and stuff, the young people that were around them were really resonating with a message of small government or no government and these libertarian ideals. And so I would challenge people to try to get the message of true liberty out, because if, say that we did have some sort of a change in this nation, well, who is going to be represented in that change?
Right. Oh, I've got to let you go, but I thank you very much, David, for bringing us that report that there weren't a lot of people there, unfortunately, and most of them were communist groups. How interesting. Wow. That's amazing. Thank you very much, David, for that report. I've already given you the bio on our guest now, Ken O'Keefe, former Marine, who has given up his passport. He is now a citizen of the world, and he joins us here once a month to tell us what his thoughts are on what's happening around the world. Ken O'Keefe, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Oh, it's a real pleasure, always, and I'm really, really keen to make ourselves known and see how this year develops, because it's most definitely a very interesting year already.
Well, it is, isn't it? Well, we've got Netanyahu here, and that's the biggest story, supposedly. But in reality, though, what about the story of what happened in Russia with this gentleman being killed in Russia? What are your thoughts about who did that and what the purpose of that was?
Well, of course, it's too early to know exactly what's happened, but the first question that must be asked...
Oh, CNN and knew it right away. CNN got it right away. It was those Ruskies. It was bad guy Putin. Seriously.
Yes, I have to remember when you're outside of the American bubble, there is a world outside the American bubble, and outside that bubble, we're not rushing to blame Putin and so on. But the first question that must be asked, of course, is who stands to gain? And why would Putin gain? This man was politically irrelevant, quite frankly. He had very little support. He was no threat to Putin at all. And the idea that Putin would order an assassination of this man is just more of the, really ridiculous villainization of Putin. I mean, pretty much everything that goes wrong in his world, it's Putin's fault. Comparing Putin to ISIS, even though we created ISIS, I mean, it's insanity, pure insanity. So if we ask the question, who stands to gain, Putin certainly does not stand to gain, but his enemies and those who are trying to create a war that should never exist, who are trying to propagate a war with Russia, they would certainly stand to gain.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, it was, and I shouldn't have interrupted you on that, but, it's amazing how it was just like that when the plane went down, the Malaysian plane went down, it was the Buk missile. We knew that right away.
Yes.
And everybody, on CNN was an expert on Buk missiles within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so this time it was the same thing. Obviously Putin didn't like the guy, or obviously he had ticked off Putin, or, their editorial comments that they make to try and move you into that arena of blaming one person or the other. I do think that it was for instability, the purpose of instability. But isn't it interesting, though? It was at the same time, though, Ken, as we had the Chicago development of this building that is used for terror or torturing or whatever there. And, the height of hypocrisy where we're saying, horrible Putin killing his people, when in reality we're doing the same thing. I mean, does anybody remember Andrew Breitbart, et cetera?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it just seems that we need to come up with a new word that's beyond hypocrisy, because it's been so hypocritical for so long. It's a different level. It's hypocrisy on steroids. It's uber hypocrisy. I just don't even understand. I remember back in the whole weapons of mass destruction pretext to invade Iraq, thinking, my God, is it really possible that people are even, how is it possible that people are even entertaining the idea of weapons of mass destruction being a pretext for war, especially when it's coming from the biggest purveyor, user, producer, distributor of weapons of mass destruction on the planet? It was insane to me that even if that were the case, even if Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, which invariably many of them would have come from us, even if he did, it wouldn't have been justifiable. But the fact that it was coming from the United States, it was mind-blowing to me.
Yes, and then today the story that ISIS, that the United States has been found to be supplying weapons to ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them.
By accident, right?
Yeah, by accident. Oops, another we are so stupid situation, right?
Yeah. It's really amazing, isn't it? I mean, they've been caught out. They've been totally caught out. The Israelis are providing medical help to these psychopaths that are running around Syria. This is not disputable either, and Israel simply says, oh, it's on humanitarian grounds. They're not even really denying the fact that they are giving these head choppers medical attention so they can go back to Syria and continue to just completely destroy that country. America, of course, through its proxies, has been funding ISIS, just as it did Al-Qaeda and even Al-Nusra Front. All of this is part of our master plan to maintain perpetual conflict, because how can we justify the military-industrial complex unless we have never-ending war? We can't have peace. That's no good at all. But, you know, for a sane person who thinks, my God, what's wrong with the world? None of it makes sense. But when you think of it from the perspective of a psychopath who is well invested in the military-industrial complex and the financial enslavement of humanity, war is the best thing ever. And I believe they, even on a spiritual level, those who are running the world, it's beyond even the greed and the power. There's a spiritual dimension to it. They actually feed off of us killing each other, and they love it when we are really just tearing each other apart.
Mm-hmm. The idea that the United States can only do one thing, and that is kill people, has kind of caught on here since 1991. That's all we're doing now in the name of foreign relations is killing more people. Mm. And I just am astounded that people are continuing to go along with this. I was going over the amounts of money now that we're going to be giving Israel again. I mean, millions and millions and billions of money that people just hand over on April 15th and don't even question that we are arming, aiding, and abetting a country that is going up against another, so they can go up against another country that doesn't even have the ability to bring any weapons into their country to fight back.
It really is amazing. You know, actually what is even declared by the United States, what it gives to, what the taxpayers of America give to Israel, is much, much less than what is actually being given. I can't believe it's escaping me right now. Patriot, James Traficant, he said flat out in a Fox TV interview that Israel gets $15 billion a year when you factor in the trade compacts and the military assistance and all of the things combined. It came out to about $33,000 per American citizen per year that is being given to Israel. Now, this man was a six-term, six-term politician, congressman. He was definitely in the know, and I wouldn't disagree with him. The bottom line is the American taxpayer, while they don't have enough funding for proper infrastructure, medical care, education, is flipping the bill for the richest country in the Middle East, which is stirring the pot and helping to justify the military-industrial complex policy of never-ending war. It's insanity, any way you cut it.
Never-ending war. And I think I don't know what you think is going to happen with ISIS or ISIL if this charade is going to continue in this fashion. But do you think we will send our own troops over there to fight this imaginary cartoon group of people?
Well, what's clear to me is that when all the stops are pulled out to carry out some sort of manipulation, generally with false flags, that a lot of the people still have a knee-jerk reaction and will do exactly. A perfect example of that is the whole Paris shootings, the Charlie Hebdo thing. Beyond ridiculous that this is about free speech and whatnot. It's perfectly fine to completely insult every Muslim on the planet with the most hideous of cartoons and things like this. But of course, we would never stand for such things if the target were, say, the Holocaust or Jewish people or other subjects which are taboo. The knee-jerk reaction is one that is very effective. However, on the backside of the immediate response that is very good for the powers that be is more and more people becoming engaged and becoming aware. And I do believe that, you know, when we look at the creation of ISIS, which really only came into fruition, really became known in the last year, 2 years, we see that on the, in the immediate, they got massive results. But on the back end of it, a lot of people are starting to realize, yes, actually, Israel is giving them medical attention. Our proxies, our good friends in Saudi Arabia, who benefit to the tune of tens of billions in arms trading and whatnot, they're the ones that are funding these people along with Qatar. This is all very important, and I believe a lot of people are catching on to this.
I can only hope, and you're doing your share of work on this, and we're going to continue, and we're going to give you a voice on the Power Hour. We'll be back after this four-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Ken O'Keefe is our guest today. I'll give you his website. It is worldcitizen.uk.net.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. wanting to know what's really going on and not what CNN wants you to think is going on. We're talking to Ken O'Keefe, and I just love talking with him about the issues that are the real issues. He sees beyond the smoke, ladies and gentlemen, and that is such a gift. And part of that smoke that we're seeing today is the Netanyahu visit. I mean, this is a good cop, bad cop. I mean, how dare they have invited Netanyahu here, Ken, without the permission or without the knowledge or going to the president. I mean, is this a real story or is there something more here?
Well, this is, I think, really amazing. I mean, first off, there's only one other head of state that has ever been invited to speak before the Congress three times, and that was Winston Churchill. So apparently, in the modern era, we put Netanyahu on par with Winston Churchill. Now, I'm no fan of Winston Churchill, but the bottom line is there's a lot of respect for Churchill throughout the world, and certainly many of the older generation think he's a great hero. So it's interesting that we would put Netanyahu on par. Aside from that, I'm definitely a firm believer in the understanding that the world is run by people who are in the shadows behind the scenes. They own and control the major banks and effectively have control of the money. They have an infinite supply of money. With that money, they have bought everything and everyone that can be bought. So when we look at all of these people in front of us, prime ministers and presidents and so on, these people are all puppets. And this would explain why their policies are generally the same. You know, yeah, the image may be slightly different, but the actual policies remain the same. And that's because they're not representing the interests of the people. They're representing the interests of those who control them. And that would be those who control the finance, the money. So Obama, in this, with this understanding, is meant to look adversarial because there's too many people starting to realize that Democrat, Republican, Tory, Labor, left, right, whatever, it doesn't matter. The only candidates that are put in front of you that have any chance of winning so-called Democratic elections are actually puppets. And even if you vote in the right or the left, Obama's a perfect example. I mean, come on. What has this man done? How are the policies any significantly different from Obama? I mean, really, seriously, there's no real difference. And that's because he works for the same people that George Bush worked for, and Clinton, and Bush before him, and Reagan, and so on and so forth. The last president that had any integrity was John F. Kennedy. And I'm actually becoming more and more proud of America in knowing that at least we had one president that was genuine, real, a real patriot, an honorable man. And, of course, he paid a price. And that brings us back to Israel. And a lot of the things that Israel is doing today would have been stopped had Kennedy not been killed. And I don't see that as being a coincidence either.
Well, I think that when we look at this whole thing, since probably Kennedy is the time that we, some of us started figuring out that something is wrong here, we realize that what we see is not what is real at all. And behind all this are the powers that bring these things into being. And Obama is nothing more than one of those puppets that is doing exactly what he's told to do. But what do you think that the game that they're playing between Netanyahu and Obama is? You know, Netanyahu, Obama, Boehner, the House. What is this all about? I mean, what are they trying to get across to the people?
This is extremely important for them because what they are trying to achieve is to make it look like there are truly adversarial elements within a democratic society. If people firmly believe and understand the truth, which is there is no difference. These people have different faces. Some are black, some are white, some are left, some are right. Doesn't really matter. They all work for the same individuals who run the world. So they have to perpetuate the illusion that there is adversarial roles. So in this case, it's very important, especially right now with more and more people becoming aware of America's subservience to Israel, it's becoming critically important that it is at least an appearance of adversarialism. Otherwise, people are going to get even angrier knowing that their country has literally been hijacked and is being run by foreign hostile agents who are definitely controlling the U.S. military as well and using American sons and daughters to go fight wars for Israel and Israeli expansion, the Greater Israel Project. This is actually what's happening. So it's critical for the powers that be that they make it look like President Obama is adversarial to Israel.
Yeah. To look like that. In reality, you know, we're writing checks as fast as we can or, you know, sending money via computer to them as much as we can. I mean, we're arming that country with billions of dollars that we don't have, number one, and that our people, if they only understood, they are allowing this money to be taken out of their paychecks to pay for nothing but weaponry to go and kill innocent people. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with our guest today, Ken O'Keefe, and we're going to continue to talk about Netanyahu. What is the purpose of all of this posturing, pomp and circumstance? We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and supporting the Power Mall. We've got a lot of items on special. That's how we stay on the air. And I just ask you to please, please support us. Purchase from the Power Mall. We have lithium orotate. If you've never tried it, check into it. It is not the lithium that you used to know. It is something that is over the counter, and it helps so very many people to be balanced in what they do. Remember, we have monthly copies of the Power Hour. You can get every program on MP3 for $25. That's every program from the Power Hour on MP3 for $25. Or you can order the CD of individual programs, like with Ken O'Keefe today. Remember the Weather Crank radio that we have? It is a portable radio. It's just about the size of a remote control. It can be charged. It's got with solar power. It's got a built-in NiCad battery. and it works so incredibly well. It's an AM/FM weatherband radio. And remember the vegan burgers. They are on sale for $7.50, the vegan burgers. Dry vegan burger mix made out of real ingredients. There's no weird stuff there, ladies and gentlemen. It's really good for you. The vegan burgers, and they are on special for $7.50. So call us at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Ken O'Keefe today, and the subject right now we're on is about Israel. Big news. He's coming to the United States. He's going to speak to AIPAC today. He's going to ask for a lot of money, and he's going to want us to attack Iran. Now, what the heck is going on, and why does he have a vested interest in the United States becoming the big bully for Israel to go attack Iran? What is the issue with the nuclear power, alleged nuclear power, and Iran, Ken?
Well, let me go back again just quickly to clarify on a couple of important points, and it'll help make things even clearer for today. When we get back to Kennedy, my opinion of John F. Kennedy is that he was effectively just like every other president and every other politician up until late in his life. And I'm a firm believer that the Cuban Missile Crisis changed him dramatically. He basically followed the orders, did what he was supposed to do, read the script, and he brought the world to the brink of World War III and the end of the world as we know it. And this profoundly changed him. The actions of his latter stages of life are characteristic of somebody who clearly was defying the orders. In particular, he was definitely antagonizing the CIA. He was getting ready to get rid of the CIA. This was very dangerous, of course. He was also looking to force the American Zionist Council, which is the precursor to today's AIPAC, to get it to register as a foreign agent, which would have effectively nullified its ability to buy and own the U.S. Congress. So this was hugely important. Not a whole lot of people pay attention to that, but he was dead set on making sure that it was registered as a foreign agent, and they were at the latter stages of forcing that to happen, and then he got killed. The other thing, he was going to force Israel's nuclear power plant, Dimona, to be inspected. That has not happened to this day. So the things that he was doing were very, very dangerous. They were clearly against the orders. And he also was issuing silver-backed U.S. notes as opposed to Federal Reserve notes, which was probably the most dangerous thing he did. But the bottom line is, bringing this back to today, is that ever since that time, and then the USS Liberty was attacked a few years later, Israel has been taught over and over again that it can do whatever it wants. It literally can get away with anything. Killing 34 American sailors on the USS Liberty, no problem. Covered up by a traitor in Lyndon Baines Johnson. It's done over and over and over again. It has been proven that Israel can do whatever it wants. So when Netanyahu comes here today, he comes with a long history of that understanding. And basically, he's going to come and tell the U.S. Congress what they are going to do. And they are pretty much doing it. For the most part, the Senate is certainly being Republican-controlled. But this idea that the Democrats are in some way opposed to Netanyahu and the Republicans are more aligned is, again, more smoke and mirrors as well. What he's going to ask for is not just the money that you mentioned, but again, for things to be ramped up with Iran. And the whole premise of this is that Iran is secretly developing nuclear weapons or aspiring to do so. And I've actually spent time in Iran. I've looked at this subject in depth. And I can assure those who are listening that there is absolutely zero evidence to support the idea that Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons, which, from my perspective, is quite amazing, because if Saddam Hussein taught the world anything, it was that if you want to defend yourself against the empire, you better have yourself a good stockpile of weapons of mass destruction, because disarming and removing your weapons of mass destruction will do nothing for you. And obviously, when we look at North Korea, we see that this nation, which has nuclear weapons, we hate it and we villainize it all the time, but we're not going to do anything to it other than sanctions. We basically leave it alone, whereas Iran is not developing nuclear weapons, and their supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, which I remember as a kid, during the Iranian hostage crisis, I remember this man being basically the devil incarnate. That's how I always imagined him. But the truth of the matter is that this man and the current Supreme Leader both made clear that it is haram. It is against God's will to seek nuclear weapons. And the basis of that understanding is that if we believe in God, and I'm supposing that Christians believe in God, as do Muslims and Jewish people, if we believe in God, their reasoning is that God surely wouldn't want us to develop nuclear weapons, and certainly he wouldn't want us to use nuclear weapons. I mean, if you believe God is the creator of all that is, do you really think that God wants one group over every other group or any group to develop nuclear weapons and then use those weapons to destroy all that God created? It doesn't make any sense. No. So when you look at it from Iran's perspective, they're actually quite logical and consistent with any kind of sane religious spiritual values. They are not pursuing nuclear weapons. They are the most inspected. They have the most inspected nuclear program on the planet. And the real issue is that we have Israel once again providing us dodgy evidence, just like the dodgy dossier and the weapons of mass destruction charade. The same players are giving us evidence, again, totally fraudulent, in order to justify more persecution of the Iranian people on the basis that they're trying to develop a nuclear weapon. It's a lie. And anyone who looks into it will see that it is a lie. So this man is going to come to Congress and knowingly lie and tell them that they need to step up this policy of antagonizing Iran, which everyone should take note of the fact that if we were to get into a war with Iran, that is almost certainly a world war, because I do not imagine that Russia and China are going to sit on the sidelines while yet another key nation with very important energy reserves, gas and oil, is taken out. It's not going to happen. So what Netanyahu wants is for the American people to be duped and the American traitors in Congress to carry out a policy that will antagonize Iran further and take us into a third world war. This is what he wants. Yeah. And he's a puppet, and that's what his orders are. So
Interesting. Well, you know, we are shown by our master media here in this country some grainy file footage that looks like people that might be from Iran with some flasks in their laboratories, and we're told that means they're making nuclear weapons. And we're supposed to believe that. So what you're saying, though, is that there is a desire for Israel to want the United States to attack Iran. And what is the benefit? I mean, of course, does Israel want the resources of Iran? I mean, what is the benefit? Who benefits here by having Israel attack, or having the United States attack Iran for Israel?
Well, now, in order to answer that question, the first thing that I have to ask the viewers or the listening audience to do is to get out of your mindset of being a sane human being. Because if you're looking at it from a sane perspective, it's not going to work. You've got to get into a psychopath mode. You've got to get into tyrant mode. And you've also got to understand a couple of key things. If you're a tyrant, if you're part of a tiny minority that's running the world, the only way that you can maintain your power over the people is to keep them divided. Never can you allow the people to come together. You can't allow peace. You can't allow prosperity, because people will naturally come together. They will cooperate with each other. So you need people to fight each other. So from that perspective, war is fantastic. It's more important than the money that's made from war. More important than that is getting people to fight each other. Because as long as they're fighting each other, they will not unite. And if, God forbid, they ever unite, they're going to realize who's sitting at the top of the pyramid, pulling all the strings, maintaining this never-ending war policy. Once they find that out, these people are done. They are done. So the reason why they would want to start a war with Iran is that they're psychopaths and they're tyrants, and they know the key to maintaining their position is to keep the people fighting. And at this point, too many people are realizing the truth about the way the world really functions, so they need a third world war. And look at the policies. Are these not policies that are indicative of somebody who would want a third world war? Look at the policy towards Russia. It is insanity. If Russia were doing to us what we've been doing to Russia, i.e., if Russia was spending billions to stir the pot in Mexico, and getting and funding people in Mexico to overthrow a democratically elected government, corrupt or not, and to basically start a policy which would increase Russia's expansion towards Mexico and other areas in the Americas, what do you think America would do? I mean, we would have been bombing within 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is dealing with that very scenario and being very cool-headed about it, and thank God for that, because if they are hot-headed, if they do fall into this trap and they do actually start to respond, we're going to have a third world war. But this is apparently what the powers that be want. And you have to keep in mind one last thing. I'm sure we're coming up on a break here, but you've got to remember, I want to ask the people in the audience as well. Have you ever gotten an invitation to these major underground compounds, these cities that can be self-sustained for years underground? Did you get your invitation yet? Because I didn't get mine, and I don't know if you got yours, Joyce, but at the end of the day, if you don't have an invitation, these psychopaths actually do have invitations to their underground cities, and so they're thinking they can ride out a nuclear war underground while the rest of us sit here and suck on it, and that's just how crazy they are. And this is not a joke. You know, this is not being paranoid. There is a lot of evidence to show that the powers that be want to depopulate the world. The Georgia Guidestones are one example of that, but there are many other examples of this. The powers that be are very aware that people are coming together. Despite all of the lies and all of the instigation of problems, the false flags and whatnot, people are coming together. Their knowledge is increasing. Their understanding of false flags, of the financial fraud, the system that is running the world, is too much, and they need to have a third world war. So this is what they're doing.
Yeah, they have to have a third world war. I want to open up the phone lines. I know people are wanting to talk to you at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. It just feels so good to hear what you're saying because it makes so much sense out of all the other stuff that we've been told and all this good cop, bad cop game playing that we are subjected to, that is, if you watch television, and some of us are subjected to it more by our own desire than others. And a lot of people are, a lot of our listeners just don't watch television, so they don't know the kind of pressure that is on right now. But there is pressure for the United States to go to war with Iran, you know, and to the point where I can't even believe that they are bringing Netanyahu before Congress to talk about the importance of basically beating up on Iran. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm going to be fascinated by how he couches his story tomorrow. I hope he doesn't bring that little bomb thing, remember, that has 70, 80, and 90% on the bomb. That was just like the stupidest cartoon thing I've ever seen a person do, especially a leader of a country. But I mean, go ahead.
You know what was really shocking about that last appearance is the 29 standing ovations, which Anthony Lawson, who passed on earlier this year, did a fantastic video. I encourage people to go look at it on YouTube. Anthony Lawson, the End of Democracy, I think it was called. And he did a fantastic video showing these sycophants, these disgusting traitors in the U.S. Congress, falling over themselves to impress their master or the puppet of their master, Netanyahu. 29 standing ovations they gave this war criminal.
Oh,
disgusting.
You know, and wasn't it their people, in quotes, that brought us "Thou shalt not kill"? I mean, it amazes me that the worst of the worst killing that goes on is done by those that said they got the message that you're not supposed to do it. Anyway, let's go to Kent in West Virginia. Kent in West Virginia, you're on the air with Ken O'Keefe. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, just a few minutes ago up on my RT feed, it says, quote, "Jordanian king urges World War III to defeat ISIS threat." So we'll see what's going on. And I've heard you...
you said World War III, the Jordanian king. Say that again,
yeah,
because
it just came up on RT. It says, the headline is, "Jordanian king urges World War III to defeat ISIS threat."
Wow.
So we know where we're headed. I've heard you several times, Ken, on Iranian radio. You know, they construct these debates, and there's some guy from San Francisco that I think is on there quite a bit. And the thing that I've often thought, and you're the type of high profile and combative guy that could always do it, but this anti-Semitism, this thing that they always throw out, and it seems to me like, now I know this is asking you to be sort of a take a sort of a gutter approach, and where there's you're very intelligent. You know, intelligent arguments can't defeat these people, and you just got to start calling them anti-non-Semites.
Calling them what? You keep blocking out.
Anti-non-Semites.
Anti-non-Semites.
Yeah.
In other words, it's just like a childish little school game where you're this and you're that, you know, and that's the only way to defeat them, I think, you know. And I just want to suggest it to you because I know that you're the, you know, you're the type of guy that could do it and really challenge them on that and just put that old Marine gung ho into it, you know. And it's just an idea I've always had.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. You know, these people, I wish they would put on these debate programs some of their top people, but they'll never do it. You know, they have their little whorehouse known as the mainstream media that they can frequent, and in that whorehouse they can say whatever they want and be unchallenged, and it's all good. But if they put them on a program with someone like myself or many other people who are very much aware and could easily destroy them, they know that they'll be destroyed. So you kind of almost have to let them speak. I'm actually quite happy to have these nutcases speak, because what they're saying in the past was much more received, but today more and more people are seeing it for what it is. So just let them open their mouth. Netanyahu actually coming to Congress is good, too. Let him open his mouth. Some people will be fooled, but more and more are not.
All right. Thank you very much, Kent. Good good call. Let's go to Billy Bob in Iowa. I'll hold you over. Billy Bob, go ahead. Oh, nope, there we go. Didn't get started. I'll hold you over after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Ken O'Keefe is our guest today. And go to his website. It's at the Power Hour guest section. And also, it is kenokeefe.wordpress.com is his blog. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We have Ken O'Keefe until 5 after the hour, and that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot of callers. The website, worldcitizen.uk.net, worldcitizen.uk.net, and his blog is kenokeefe.wordpress.com, kenokeefe.wordpress.com, and also a YouTube channel, too. So please take advantage of checking out the information on Ken O'Keefe. Let's see here, Billy Bob in Iowa. Billy Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Ken O'Keefe.
Morning, one and all. You know, as Shakespeare so eloquently put, all the world is the stage. And the media caught on that a long time ago, and they really took over in 1980, Reagan administration. And that's a dangerous president to take over a media, because they boss the politicians all around and do the bidding. And we know the money changers, the cabalists, the den of thieves are the ones who's controlling the media. And do you think that we could go after somebody like Boko Haram, that little ragtag group? Oh, of course not. Good guys, no. You know, the reason they're going after Putin and Russia and everything, they're still smarting from Putin coming in and taking the oligarchs and whatnot and shoot them out. And they, most of them escaped to Israel, of course. There's no extradition treaty, so they could just run away. See, they want to take over Russia, Mother Russia, just like they did pre-World War II Germany, and just like they've done in this country. We've completely caved into Israel. And you can see Israel. They're setting up all these countries. They knocked down Saddam Hussein. They knocked down Libya, Gaddafi, and they kept Libya and them, Gaddafi and them kept the glue. They kept all this together. So what they had, did, these Israel boys, they're in cahoots with Jordan and Saudi Arabia. You wouldn't think they would be, but they've got a bigger goal of mine. They all do over there. But they knew they could go get these tribal leaders all stirred up the hornet's nest and everything, and make Muslims look completely bad and for their financial gain. And they are doing well at it. And as long as the Palestinians keep doing the dying and the stock market keeps reaching record highs that we're paying for, everything's fine. So I don't know what the big problem is. And Ken, I'm glad you're on the show. And Joyce, keep up the good work. And
you
are truly a person of whom walks her talk. And you are far and few between, just like with Dr. Stan. I didn't agree with everything that Dr. Stan said, but I would follow that man along with you in any battle, physical or whatever, with undying support. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I am informed. I'm not just some Johnny completely. I know what's going on. So I thank you kindly.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You know, people are getting it. We have a unique group of people that listen to this program that are very bright, very smart. I mean, this is not your average caller here. These are people who
you
understand.
And when you hear a name like Billy Bob, you assume that he's going to be hating Muslims and going perfectly in line with that program. And it's really, really good to hear. Not that I'm being stereotyping here, but the bottom line is Americans are being led to believe that all Muslims are a bunch of fanatics and they hate us all and blah, 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 blah. And it's simply not true.
That is so true. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Charles in North Carolina, you're on the air with Ken O'Keefe. Go ahead, please.
Greetings in Jesus' name, Joyce. And
hi there.
Greetings. Aloha.
Got three questions for you, Ken.
Sure thing.
Speak to George Washington's farewell address.
Okay, we're having trouble hearing you. Say it again. Okay, ask one question. Ask one question for our guests. We're going to go up against a break. Go ahead.
Okay. George Washington's farewell address dealing with favored nation status. Can you speak to that? Two more were real important, but go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Give me your summary of your understanding of it. Let me respond to that, okay? Just if you can do it quickly, though.
Okay, well, we got to go to a break. We'll come back after this break. 1 minute, 10 seconds. That's all. We're going to be gone. We'll be back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. And Washington's farewell address. Stay tuned. This is the Power Hour. Ken O'Keefe. We've only got him for about 3 more minutes. Stay tuned.